It's time to get In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
We welcome everyone back to In the Loop with LPS. It's the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. And last week, we had a chance to talk to our friends at Liberty High School as they were in the midst of their homecoming activities and had a great week with the Blue Jays. And this week, all attention shifts to our friends up north, that being the Liberty North High School Eagles, as they are now right in the middle of their homecoming activities as well. And this week, we're fortunate enough to be joined by a student from North, that being senior Emery Lauber, who is an executive officer on their student council. And then, of course, we have to have the principal, Dr. Rosemary Camp, so kind to join us. And Emery, just before we went on, I told you that I would lead off with you. You being our student, and I know you're so active and involved at Liberty North, you mentioned to me that, like, you feel like you've kind of hit big time being on In the Loop.
Yeah. I mean, I feel famous. I'm, like, pretty much Taylor Swift on the podcast here.
You know, we're not going to, Dr. Camp, we're not going to have any problem filling time because I've heard Emily on the airwaves and she has no problem filling any of it. Yeah.
Emery has us covered. I am absolutely certain she's the professional in the room on this one and totally can defer to her on all things related to homecoming at Liberty North.
Well, we're going to talk about homecoming as we move along, but I did want to lead off just by talking, first of all, introducing the two of you. Emery, we'll start with you. I mentioned you're a senior, you're on student council, you're involved with many, many things. Could you introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Emery Lauber, and like you said, I'm a senior at Liberty North, and I am an executive officer for student council. I'm one of four, and we've got a great team. And then I'm also an executive producer for our advanced sports broadcasting program, which is so cool and so much fun. And I also play soccer and basketball up at Liberty North, which has been an awesome experience being a student and an athlete. And I'm involved in a lot of the clubs you can name up there. So our smaller ones, Kindness Club and Stronger Together and Females Empowered and then FCA. So I'm all over the place and I love it.
So how do you fill your time doing all that?
I mean, I have no problem filling my time.
You know, it's always interesting. And I want you to also share your thoughts about this, Dr. Camp, but something we talk about with our own kids and then just hearing stories over the years is the importance of getting involved as a high school student. You've obviously done that. When did you make that decision and how important is that?
Yeah, I had a ton of people my freshman year. I'm the oldest of my three siblings, so we had a lot of family, friends, and people telling me whenever I came in my freshman year, like, do it all. Because you can always, if it's not the right fit, you can always kind of drop it, but find it all. And it's helped me find my people in my community because Liberty North is so big. And it's provided a place for me to, like, feel connected to other students and not just athletes because I've been able to connect with my teammates, but then other people in other clubs and, like, reach out and touch different branches of the school, it feels like.
Dr. Camp, I saw a lot of head nods as Emery was talking.
I agree with her completely. You know, 4 years of high school goes by so quickly. When you're in it, you may not think it's going that fast, but it feels like kind of a blip. And to have that opportunity, particularly in a large school like Liberty North, you know, I think we are super blessed that we have multiple opportunities. There's a niche for everyone. It's finding that niche and finding that place where you can plug in, or places, in your case, Emery, where there's a lot of overlap and connection. And I want that for every one of our Eagles, that they find that spot that is just, these are my people. This is the place where I'm accepted, I belong, this is my spot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to look back on that, and sometimes these things will form the basis for the decisions you make about where you go to college and major, or a career you choose, or whatever is your post-secondary plan, based on the experience you had in high school. So I love that you were so actively involved.
Well said. Emery, also, I just thought, you know, a lot of times on this podcast, we'll have teachers in the district and staff that listen to this, and they love hearing former students that join us. So you have to share with us your journey through LPS and maybe give some shout outs to some former schools and teachers and staff.
I have absolutely loved my journey through LPS. So I started in kindergarten at Warren Hills, and I went kindergarten through fifth grade as a Wildcat. And I love that building. I love the teachers and the staff there, and I still talk to a lot of them to this day. And then I was a Heritage Eagle, so I went to Heritage Middle School from 6th to 8th grade, and I was a part of like the first year HMS by Design program. We were kind of the grade that started that, so that was really cool, and a lot of us by Design kids are actually still together, and we talk about it all the time. So I was in Heritage, and I've been at Liberty North, so I have had the best teachers. I absolutely adore all of my past teachers. I can't even name them all because they're just, every single one of them would be mentioned. So I have enjoyed my journey so much.
And listening to you, Emery, to be completely honest, as the communication public relations director, I need you in my office all the time to speak to LPS. No, that's awesome to hear. And Dr. Camp, hard to believe you're number three as the lead principal at Liberty North, but you are so familiar with LPS. I was thinking just the other day when we got off the phone, just how long we've known each other. It dates back to across the street at Liberty High.
It goes all the way back for me, the late 90s. I mean, this is my third year, as you mentioned, as the lead principal. I was thinking just now, my 13th at Liberty North. Having been a teacher and intern AP there, 27th in the district, and such fond memories. And it seems like it was a blink of an eye when I was first hired and, you know, began my teaching career when we only had the one high school. And, and now technically this is 31 overall. I started teaching before I came to the Liberty area. And so it's been quite the journey and phenomenal opportunities all along the way. I have loved every step of it.
I always like to, especially when we get a principal and a student at the high school level, just that student-administrator relationship and the dialogue that occurs between those two groups. I think it's so important. How is that from the student perspective? And then Dr. Camp, I'll have you share.
Yeah, it's awesome. I feel like being part of student council especially has me in the office a lot, and I get to talk to all the administrators and all the people that work up there, which is super fun, building a relationship with the counselors and all the everyone that works at the front desk. So we're in there a lot, and we're asking to do things and asking to do more, and how can we implement a movie night and parade and a powder puff game? And so I feel like we're up there a lot, and it's really fun because they have the best intention for us students, and sometimes it doesn't work out, but there's always like an alternate plan or some other way that we can succeed, and they love hearing our ideas, and so we have always gotten super great support from our admin team.
Love it.
I love hearing that, and I appreciate that so much. You know, I think that there's still, and we try to break this barrier all the time, I think there's still a little bit of a apprehension about going to the principal's office.
I had a big apprehension as a young person.
There are days when I also feel it, and then it's like, oh, wait, that's you. You should go. You need to go to the office. But all kidding aside, I want students to know that, you know, while we have the task, the responsibility, the joy of leading the school, it's your school.
Yeah.
And I want this experience to be what you need it to be. And so I want to destigmatize that. You know, come into the office.
Yeah.
I promise we're not scary people. And I love that you said that you feel that we have the best intentions for you. We do.
Yeah.
I love that you see that. You know, that tells me that the work that we're doing is headed in the right direction, that students feel welcome to come in and that we're approachable. And, you know, if you don't ask, we don't know that there might be a need or a concern or a question that you're having. And we want to make sure that you have the information you need to be as successful as possible.
Very good. Continuing our conversation with Dr. Rosemary Camp, principal at Liberty North, along with Emery Lauber, senior at Liberty North High School. Big week, and again, we'll get to the homecoming scoop here in just a moment, but just wanted to get your overall thoughts on the school year thus far. It's hard to believe we record this interview. It doesn't feel like it outside yet, but it's now October, and we're well into this first semester. How's everything been thus far?
I think things are going really well. I feel like it's busy, but a great kind of busy. You know, I've talked with students, talked with staff. I had some conversations with parents this morning, and there was good positive energy. You know, it was around the, hey, I think we've got something booked pretty much every weekend or several evenings, but it's all in service to doing the right things for students. It's all in making sure that we're having a great time and able to affect the things that we wish to. You know, as far as just like the academic side, things are rolling and school's going really well, but also all of the joyous moments that we have going on, whether that's athletics, whether that's clubs or organizations, whether that's activities. I mean, we have hit the ground running.
And then Emory, from a student perspective, I'm sure you're already starting to see this, just how fast this year goes. I don't want to look too far ahead, but it's going to be the blink of an eye, and you're going to be down at T-Mobile and walking across the stage.
Gosh, don't say that yet. You got to slow down. It's been crazy, and we're in it now. We're like full speed ahead, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's super rewarding, and sometimes it feels like I'm never home. I'm just always out running, and my parents are like, it's great that you're involved, but are you going to come home for dinner? Are you going to be home? So it's awesome, and I love it, and I love being busy, and it gives me something to do and people to be with. And so for academics, like, I feel like I'm at school a lot, and a lot of people aren't their senior year, but, like, I try and be at school because I feel like otherwise I'm just going to wish the time away. And so I've tried to be present, and I'm doing A-plus hours in our broadcasting program with freshmen, which is so crazy because it's like I was just that beginning broadcast student with Ms. Higgs, and she's the best. So it's crazy to look at it in that perspective. And my sister being a sophomore, she's kind of, it's a different time frame. And so it's gone so fast, and it's so cliche when people are like, it goes fast, but it's so true. And so just trying to like stop and be present and be there. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. So let's jump into it. A big reason we wanted to get you to come by is to talk about homecoming week. It is here. I'm looking at the graphic, cruising into homecoming. It's actually on your t-shirt that you have on today. How did that theme come about? That has to be a lot of pressure to determine what the theme is going to be for a homecoming.
It is. So I am part of the exec team of four students. So it's Austin Seiler and Campbell Mabin and Adeline Boyd and I. And we are a great team, and it is so much fun. And then Mrs. Plaster is our teacher in our class, but then we also have other student council advisors who support us. And we kind of started working together when we found out that we were going to be this year's exec team in May on kind of our overall student council theme and then a homecoming theme. And so that was a longer process. We worked throughout the summer together, and we were looking at familiar movies and fun things that other people would jump on board with. And we came across Cars, and we haven't really seen that in the area. So it was a lot of fun to kind of jump on that theme and everything, the Spirit Week that we can do with it and our parade we can do with it and what game we can do for what theme we can do for the football game. So we kind of just went all in, and it was really fun being on the planning side of it.
Love it. Dr. Camp, I know it's an exciting week, but a busy week for all, as now as you get later in the week, that's when the dominoes start to fall with one event after another.
Absolutely, and we have several things coming up. You know, there's a tradition on the Thursday night prior to the Friday night homecoming game at Liberty North. It's called Nest Fest.
Yes.
We are at, it's hard to believe, year 16 that Liberty North has been open.
It's crazy.
And hosting our 16th Nest Fest. You know, I feel like it gets better and better every year. I can remember, though I wasn't working at North just yet, but attending that first one and what is this all about, and seeing those traditions come to life over time is just fantastic. Looking forward to it. Our parade of royalty this morning with our drum line, and that's always an exciting time. And then getting again to see all of them at Nest Fest, there will be more formal, you know, showing of folks and do kind of a parade around campus for that, and lots of family involvement, always a good time. And then of course the game on Friday night, kind of a big deal.
Yes.
You know, go Eagles, War Eagle there. And then our dance on Saturday night. And so it's a lot of fun festivities taking place this week.
What's it like for you, Emory, from a student perspective? You're juggling a lot.
Yeah, so I was telling my friends the anticipation for this week was real because we've been planning it for so long. And so it's been really fun. Of course, we kind of got it kicked off this morning with the Parade of Royalty. And so we've got a great group of King and Queen candidates up at Liberty North. So that's really fun to experience that with them. And I'm excited. We're in it now, and we're kind of jumping in head first to all the events. And just like I kind of said earlier, like taking it all in and pausing and just being here instead of trying to rush through it.
So, Emery, with you wearing so many hats, what does your Friday night look like with everything going on with homecoming? Of course, you have the broadcasting thing. Do you have to let at least a couple of those things go?
Yeah, so this year I'm actually on court, so I get to be a part of like the halftime, which is really cool. In the weeks past with football games, I've announced some of the games. I'm also the student section leader up there with Max LeMaster, so I've been in the student section. I've done it all, and so this week I'm kind of let go of the broadcasting side of it so I can just be in the moment with my dad on the field and walk during halftime. And then we're also, some of our student section leaders are also going to head up to the student section during the game, which will be fun.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Share with me and our listening audience, we were talking before we started this recording about that special broadcast you had not too long ago.
Yeah.
I'll let you explain it.
Yeah, so two Fridays ago, we had the first two ever females to announce a football game for our KNET program on North Nation Media, and we're on ESPN Plus this year, which has been super cool and an awesome opportunity for us in the broadcasting program. So myself and Millie Perry got to call the football game versus Lee Summit, I believe, the regular Lee Summit. And then we had also a female director, Ava Tucker, in the broadcasting truck. So it was super cool, and we got a ton of shout-outs, and people were, like, recognizing my voice, which was a little bit weird, like people sending me texts and stuff. So that was really cool and a lot of fun.
And I had a chance to listen myself, at least the second half, and then went back and listened to the first half. You guys did amazing.
Thank you.
Everything looked good, and we're so fortunate to have, of course, that program.
Absolutely.
Developed. As we get ready to wrap up then, Dr. Camp, final thoughts regarding the week that is, and then looking ahead to the remainder of the school year.
Just such an exciting time at Liberty North, as always, and super proud of our students. I know that Emery and her crew for student council have set us in good stead for some phenomenal homecoming opportunities this week. And, well, as you mentioned earlier, Dallas, you know, the school year just goes so very fast that we're super excited for all of the things to come. That whole cyclical nature of school where, gosh, you're going to blink an eye and Thanksgiving will be here, but numerous traditions that take place throughout the year, and just look forward to every one of them. And I just want to echo something that Emery said. While it goes fast, that notion of being present in the moment, finding joy every single day, is so critical. And so just, you know, appreciative of every opportunity that comes our way.
Yeah. Emery, I have to take this opportunity. I always enjoy, especially our upperclassmen, to provide some advice for our younger students, maybe those students in middle school, maybe getting ready to make that jump into high school. What would be, looking back from your experiences and hearing experiences of others, what advice would you have for that eighth grader that's sitting at Heritage or South Valley or Discovery or LMS?
Yeah, I think just reiterating the getting involved. It's so important in this community that's so big that we kind of make feel small sometimes, but then also the big schools. So it's intimidating at first, but it helps you find your people. And I think that's what's helped me succeed so much in high school, is there is a place for everyone and everyone does belong. And so just getting involved in finding those people has been really important. And I think that they hear that a lot, but just to like do it anyways, like even if it might be scary at first, like get involved. And that was kind of take the opportunity and take the risk. That's what happened with me my eighth grade year with like broadcasting, is like I got kind of recommended for it and I wasn't sure, and I took the risk, and it's given me my best friends. Shout out to Higgs again, she's seriously the best, and something that I'm looking to do in the future now. So things like that, just get involved and then be present, because it goes by so fast.
Well said. I was going to ask you, I know it's still a ways off, but it's coming fast. Have you given your next the next step in your journey much thought?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure yet. Still, I do want to go to college and attend a four-year university, and I'm kind of looking to study business or communications or marketing. And there have been so many previous broadcasting alumni who have gone off and worked with like the football or baseball teams at their big colleges and universities. So that's definitely something I'm interested in doing, like media. That's something that I was able to get to do this year with our football team, is do their like graphics and media and content for them. Awesome. Which has been really cool. So that's something that I'm looking into doing in the future.
Your future is bright.
Thank
I can
you.
Tell you that. And of course, if you ever need any help, feel free to lean on us.
Thank
We'd be
you.
Happy to connect. So you too, Dr. Camp, I knew that this would be, we'd be in good hands with Emory. She's not one to give one or two word answers.
Nope.
And she helped lead us through these last 20-25 minutes, and can't thank you both enough for coming by, and wish you the best on this homecoming week. Again, it is cruising into homecoming.
Yep.
At Liberty North High School.
Cruising in. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And we finally also want to thank you for listening at home. Again, In the Loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. Hope everyone has a great rest of the week, and we will talk again next time.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.